that's definitely a trip. And yeah, that's pretty much the only reason for it. But there's so many vehicles that are out there that have I should say don't have the wheels covered. I mean, the wheels have gobs of water on it, and it just sprays it up and onto the engine and everything else inside the engine compartment. So, yeah.
That might be this vehicle in a couple of years, because I was going to put some all-terrains on it and lift it and really get it set up for a little bit more aggressive off-roading, I think. But not too aggressive, still like, kind of, you know, overlanding, just chill, but it needs a little bit of a higher stance.
Don't tell me 1 or 2 inches. Yeah, I spent all that money. I spent $28,000 on those tires, rims, and knife.
I brought it up 2 inches. I was like, what?
Cheaper than a 4Runner.
Oh, yeah. That's many thousands of years ago. Well, yeah, a long time ago. We went over to a used car dealer, and, or I should say a lot, and then came down to another one and bought a Toyota 4Runner. It was a used one, of course. But that was nice. We bought it, but it was for actually our younger son. The one that's in the Denver, Colorado area. So, yeah, he drove it many years. That the only thing that's bad about it, and for some stupid reason, hang on. K6GTZ KB6CUS. Sometimes the four-wheel drive thing did not want to work. And I think he looked into everything, and he didn't, I don't know. Ended up selling it for a good price. And he got a Ford, I want to say Echo. It's not a four-letter. It's a four-letter word. Ford something. Anyway. But it looks a lot cooler. Would have been nice to have a 4Runner just to kick around, but yeah. We drove it from here to Anchorage, straight on through, many bazillions of years ago.